The Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that every institution is an evil. So it has advantages and disadvantages. So how does this apply to ISKCON? Yes, the principle that Rupa Goswami tells us is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya is renunciation which is engaged. I mean, we are detached, but we are also engaged. So now the principle is, there is a tendency in the modern world to demonize any kind of institution. Oh, it's very bad, it's very bad, it's very bad. It's the source of corruption, the source of degradation. However, institution is inevitable in existence. What do we mean by an institution? An educational college is an institution. A doctor, when you go, the doctor is a part of an institution. Now, in which field, which is substantially important, which is making a tangible contribution in life, which field does not have an organization, does have some organizational structure? So spontaneity and standardization, which is what institutionalism brings, those both are meant to dance in a synergy, and that requires the individual expertise. That means, to give another two examples I'll give to illustrate about institution. What is an institution when we come to spiritual circles? All of us have a spiritual urge, and you can consider that urge to be like a small drop of water or a small trickle of water on a mountaintop. And that trickle of water desires to reach the ocean. Now that trickle of water all alone, for it to reach down from the mountain to the ocean is very difficult. The ocean is Krishna and we are the trickle of water. So now, if many drops of water which become trickles, they come together, they form a tributary. A tributary forms a river, and then that river moves along to the ocean. The river can move along with much greater ease than an individual drop or a small trickle. So basically, when like-minded people come together and they decide to pursue their interests together, in this case a spiritual interest together, then that is what essentially an institution is. So when the like-minded people, the spiritually minded people come together and decide to pursue spirituality, and for that they create some facilities, some infrastructure, some resources, that's what essentially an institution is. Now when a river keeps flowing through a particular area, the river creates a bed. And there's a lot of water over there. There may be people with ulterior motives who come for the purpose of damming the water. They dam the water and they divert it to other purposes. Now if the dam is built, then the water will not be able to move on. But, so like that, similarly, when there is a spiritual institution, where there is power, there is wealth, there is position, then the people who are not spiritually minded can also come to such institutions. And they hijack or they misappropriate the resources that are there in the spiritual institution. And that's why the leaders as well as the members of the spiritual institution have to be vigilant. More important than blaming the principle of the institution, recognize the institution is necessary. But always, whenever we adopt anything, we have to adopt it in the light of its purpose. The institution is meant to help us practice bhakti. It is meant to help us closer to Krishna. And Krishna tells this emphatic purpose, he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam gacham. Sarva dharman parityajya, dharma in an expansive sense, where we can, what, the way Krishna is using it over here, it means whatever religious formularies that are there, whatever ritual structures are there, whatever ordained duty hierarchy is there, whatever institution is there, you give it all up so that you can surrender to me. Now interestingly, when Krishna says Sarva dharman parityajya, at that time, Arjuna doesn't literally give up all dharma and become adharmic. Rather, Arjuna takes up that dharma which enables him to do mamekam charanam praja. So when Krishna is saying, Sardharman Pratitya is not saying give up all external structures, rather give up those external structures which are obstructing in the internal purpose and take up that external structure. So Arjuna continues his Kshatriya Dharma as a warrior, but through that he surrenders to Krishna. So when we are in an institution, it is for us to always remember, why have I come here? In an institution there will be people who will be gossiping, there will be people who will be backbiting, and there may also be people who fall from spiritual standards, who have controversies, because it's a large institution, there will be these kind of people. Now, if we focus on them, you know, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, "Ye thamam pratapitte tamsthayo bhajami." As all people surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. That means that if we come to Krishna's institution for power, we'll get power. If we come for position, we'll get position. If we come for prestige, we'll get prestige. If we come for controversy, we'll get controversy. And if we come here for Krishna, we'll get Krishna also. So it's up to us. We keep reminding ourselves that I am coming here for Krishna Bhakti. Yes, these things are there, they'll be there in the material world, and the Krishna's institution is also in the material world. Now there has to be, of course, the leadership of the movement that is vigilant to keep sidelining such elements, to keep cleaning such elements. But the point is, if we always keep looking for such things, we'll keep finding such things. If we are looking for Krishna, we'll find Krishna also. So institution can be an evil if it becomes a goal in itself. If rising in the institutional structure, becoming more powerful, gaining more prestige, that the institution itself becomes the goal, then it becomes an obstacle. But if we use the institution as a tool towards the goal, the institution is providing the facility so that I can move towards Krishna, and we focus on that purpose of moving closer towards Krishna, then we find that the institution is valuable and in many ways indispensable. Because without the institution, basically for us is a forum for associating with devotees and for getting the inspiration and the facilities to practice bhakti. If we focus on that, we will get a lot of support. But if we start focusing on peripheral things, then we will get caught. So Krishna's institution is also like Krishna, and the structures are important so that there is a facility for us to practice bhakti. But we need to focus on the purpose and pursue that purpose in the institution. Then it will be, we'll be using the institution according to the principle of Yukta Vairagya, accepting that which is favorable for our bhakti. Does it answer your question?